And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Sid Schroyer says it's nice to live in a place where the snow is substantial.
It's good to see the snow back this week. It quietly reminds me that warmth and community are essential for survival. When I was 8, Dad decided on the way home from the Grant County High School basketball tourney that US 35 was drifting shut, so we turned the Chevy around and the family spent the night with Aunt Emmy and Uncle Howard back in Marion. They were happy to have us. A cold bed in a lonely room returned to life, and we didn't have to go to school the next day. We had some snow come and go down in Grant County, but my first two winters here, 78 and 79, you may remember those, solidified my belief that this northern clime is not really Indiana. It was never my intention to stay or not to stay in Indiana, and that's how it worked out. I left, and I didn't leave. I stayed, and I didn't stay. It's comforting to me, a sense that every winter here is the same. Every street in the snow is our little house on 29th Street, Street in the Snow. And every destination in the snow is the 100 Center to see the Deer Hunter movie destination in the snow. There's a shovel in the trunk. My shoes are boots. We are ready. Judy and I drove to New York City, Brooklyn, for our usual Thanksgiving this year. We've done Amtrak, and usually we fly, but after a nightmare with Southwest Airlines at Midway in July, and a flight to JFK via Minneapolis from Indianapolis in October, let's drive it, made sense. Thanksgiving can be cold in New York, which makes all the walking we have to do there miserable, but it was warm for late November this year. Along with the Borum Hill Brooklyn Thanksgiving Family Feast Thursday, on Friday, I walked the neighborhood with an old friend from Connecticut, Book Court, Building on Bond. With Judy and the kids, I saw a great movie, another In the Snow movie, Manchester by the Sea, at the Brooklyn Academy of Music that night. Snow should get a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Oscars, don't you think? Saturday, with the kids at a party in Queens, I got to talk about that time I saw Led Zeppelin again. We ate for a final time together in Bed-Stuy on the way out of town Sunday afternoon. New York. Halfway home, Monday morning, we scraped ice off the car windows for the first time this season in Clearfield, Pennsylvania, reminding me of Lyman, Colorado on the way to my first South Bend Firestein Thanksgiving in 1975. The October trip had been to meet our daughter's future in-laws, Ari's folks, who came up from their home in Maryland. The six of us watched Oh, Hello, Broadway, which was hilarious, at the Lyceum Theater on 45th. Lily and the mothers then ventured forth into the wedding industrial complex, while Ari and the fathers took the C train to the New York Historical Society Museum. On the way back, we sat on a park bench so I could eat a street vendor pretzel on the Central Park side of the street at 72nd, our subway station stop. Catty corner from us, we could see a steady stream of picture snappers, startled by the ease with which they could approach the famous Dakota Apartments and the exact spot on the street where Mark David Chapman shot John Lennon, the spot where Lennon died. The Lorraine Motel in Memphis is a museum. The Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles was demolished. People live in the Dakota. This is it, they seem to say. What do we do now? You may be old enough to remember that John was murdered 36 years ago yesterday. I actually remember it as 36 years ago today. I was driving down dark and deserted Ironwood Drive, cold but not brutal, on my way to work at 5 in the morning when radio's Larry King revealed for me that John Lennon is dead. I could tell about whom he was speaking even before he said the name. As it turned out, that day after, December 9, 1980, that was also the day Ari was born. Ari and Lily have decided to live the rest of their lives together, and I have a specific memory of the day he was born. I thought it mattered for one reason, and it matters more for another. Life is what happens when you're making other plans. Happy birthday, Ari. It's good to see the snow again. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
Into the land of the living, black bleeds orange into blue. I am coming to life. Light is breaking through. I can hear the bells in the city. Across the ancient shore, I am ready to fight. Let die.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.